Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch for the weekend. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. I have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have a throwback from my artist of the week, Molly Cyrus. And since you guys have been hearing her with Pharrell with the single Doctor, for a throwback, I figured I'd give you a great one. That featuring Dolly Parton, her single Wrecking Ball. You don't want to miss that. We also have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts. And in today's Entertainment Spotlight, you're part of my conversation with tech expert Stephanie Humphrey. She rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show. For those individuals out there looking for some cool tech gear, Stephanie definitely has you covered. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In Mississippi news, Mayor rebukes Jackson Water takeover bill as an effort to seize control of a black city, says the Mississippi Free Press. Jackson Mayor is speaking out against a renewed legislative effort for the state to wrest control of Jackson's water system away from Mississippi's capital city, characterizing it as an attack on black leadership. We have to be unequivocal with our rejection of it. I don't think we should be talking about our amendments to it. I think it needs to be shut down, the mayor said during a news conference at City Hall this week. Senate Bill 2628, the Mississippi Capital Region Utility Act, would place Jackson water and sewer systems under the control of a state-appointed regional water authority once a federal-appointed interim third-party manager is no longer in charge of the system. Under the Jackson Water Takeover Bill, authored by Senator David Parker, Mississippi's governor and lieutenant governor would appoint a 9-member board to oversee the majority black city water system. The board would consult with the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Mississippi before appointing a president. Mayor Lumumba compared the effort to another proposed bill that would force the closure of 3 of the state's 8 universities by June 2028, possibly including historically black universities like Jackson State University in the capital city. Although that bill is unlikely to become law, and will likely die on calendar due to a legislative deadline, Mayor Lumumba described it and the Jackson Water Takeover Bill as part of a pattern. It is part and parcel of an effort to seize control of a black city that is run by black leadership, Lumumba said this week. While the mayor voiced total opposition to the Jackson Water Takeover Bill on Monday, members of the Jackson City Council said during a special meeting the same day that they want residents to be able to provide insight on how the board would operate the proposal becomes law. The council voted unanimously for a resolution which says that the bill should include a stipulation requiring the 9-member utility board to hold town hall meetings to hear from any residents who receive services from Jackson Water in the cities of Jackson, Ridgeland, and Byram. In national news, Haley's exit from the GOP race pushes off again the day Americans could elect a woman president, says the Associated Press. A woman ascends toward the height of American politics, with the nation's top elected office, the presidency, looming far out of reach. A man at the bottom predicts, unhopefully, you'll never make it, sister. As the Chicago Daily Tribune in a 1922 editorial cartoon published 2 years after women won the right to vote, how high will she go? More than a century later, that question remains stubbornly unanswered. Nikki Haley's suspension Wednesday of her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination makes her the latest in a long line of women her presidential hopes to crash against the monolith of a man, in this case, Donald Trump, and a nation founded on the concept of equality and opportunity for all. In more national news, Texas sheriff who was under scrutiny following mass shooting loses re-election, to the Associated Press. A Texas sheriff whose office drew national scrutiny and an FBI investigation following a shooting last year in which a man is accused of killing 5 of his neighbors lost his re-election bid this week. Greg Capers had sought a 4th term as sheriff in a town 60 miles north of Houston. But on Tuesday, Capers lost the Republican nomination for sheriff to Constable Sam Houston. With no Democratic candidates on the ballot, Houston is set to be elected the new sheriff in November. Capers drew criticism for initially providing inaccurate information about deputies' response time to the April 2023 shooting in which an individual is accused of killing his neighbors after they had asked him to stop shooting his gun near their house. The attack happened near the town of Cleveland, north of Houston. In more national news, the Associated Press previews Biden's State of the Union. The State of the Union speech is one of the biggest pieces of political theater every year. It's rooted in a simple requirement in the U.S. Constitution that directs the president to give to Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as how he shall judge necessary and expedient. But in modern times, it is a televised extravaganza where every detail is carefully scrutinized. No president gets a free pass on the world's biggest stage, but Biden will be watched more carefully than most because of his age, says the Associated Press. At 81 years old, he's the oldest commander-in-chief in history, and he will be 86 at the end of a potential second term. And finally, in business news, Jerome Powell says rate cuts likely this year, but more evidence is needed that inflation is tamed, says the Associated Press. Chair Jerome Powell reinforced his belief Wednesday that the Fed Reserve will cut its key interest rate this year, but said it first wants to see more evidence that inflation is falling substantially back to the Fed's 2% target. Powell's comments to a House committee largely echoed those he made at a news conference on January 31st. Since then, however, government reports have shown that inflation picked up from December to January and hiring accelerated. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. There are enough people who don't believe in you or what you are able to accomplish. Don't spend your time doubting yourself as well. As you are going about your day, attempting to walk in your purpose, remember that you have no reason to feel less than or insignificant. The Creator of heaven and earth believes in you. He has your back. That's all you need to succeed. Have a great Thursday. Miley Cyrus is our Artist of the Week this week. Here is her single, Wrecking Ball, featuring Dolly Parton, right here on Conversation Daily News.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love. No one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wrecked me. I put you high up in the sky and now you're not coming down. Oh, and it slowly turned you, left me burning now. We're ashes on the ground. Don't you ever say
you.
It's on time for Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts. Enjoy right here on Conversations That He Needs.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Todd of a Positive 365 Positive Thoughts. Prioritize self-care and set healthy boundaries. Self-care is a cornerstone of well-being and personal growth. Prioritize self-care by identifying needs and setting clear boundaries to protect your time and energy. This is crucial in fostering a healthy relationship with oneself and others. I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Todd. Join me several times each day for my Positive Thoughts, helping you transform your mindset, circumstances, and life on Positive365.net. Positively different.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Stephanie Humphrey in today's Entertainment Spotlight. We'll be right back after this. For Conversations Dirty News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Tech expert Stephanie Humphrey rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, with some cool ideas for that tech gear in your life. It's a bit of a conversation.
Stephanie, thank you again for the time today. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Cyrus. Thanks for having me. I'm always happy to be here.
So we normally like to turn to you to kind of help us out with things we need to watch out for. Last time we had you on, we were talking about, of course, how we can stay safe from scammers. But in your experience, how is technology making life easier for us, Stephanie?
Well, I've been on network TV for over 10 years helping people really, you know, make the most of technology, whether I'm showing them how to save some money with different apps or stay safe online with my book, Don't Let Your Digital Footprint Kick You in the Butt. Technology is really a tool that we use to make our lives easier. And I got a few cool ideas today that I think folks are really going to like.
Love it. Love it. So let's talk about finances. Can you recommend tech to help manage finances for us?
Yes, because we got to keep our eyes on every penny these days, and Affirm is really going to help you sort of avoid breaking the bank when you're buying all that stuff that you need, because it lets you responsibly pay over time with no late or hidden fees ever. So that's the best part about it. You can use Affirm at Amazon and Priceline, The RealReal, all kind of different websites, or you can use the Affirm app to create a virtual credit card, and you get to choose the payment plan that works best for you and your budget. Once you get approved, you can use it just like a regular debit or credit card, and you can shop virtually anywhere. So if you're getting that gaming system for the kids or you're booking that summer trip, Affirm is really going to be a smart way to keep everything on track and on budget for you.
Love that. Love that. And I think, you know, especially this time of year, a lot of us are, of course, preparing taxes and looking for ways that we can be able to best manage things. I love that as an idea for us, Stephanie. What about a tech upgrade for our entertainment system? That's something the entire family can enjoy.
Absolutely, because we're streaming all the things these days, right? So your TV should be just as awesome as all that great content that you're watching. And the Roku Plus Series TV, it has bright pictures, but it has incredible sound, too.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We'll have to get on tomorrow to wrap it up this week. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.